One of the most respected guitarists on the New York punk scene of the 70s was Robert Quine. He played guitar with Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and later with Lou Reed. But in the late 60s, he was just another law student at Washington University in St. Louis and a devoted Velvet Underground fan. In May 1969, he decided to record his favorite band when they played several shows in St. Louis, and later that year when they played in San Francisco. He managed to preserve on tape the best few hours of those shows. Now those tracks are collected in a new 3-CD set called the Velvet Underground Bootleg Series Volume 1, The Quine Tapes. Milo Miles has a review.
See what I mean? Imagine 100 guitarists doing that at once. Subtle as the fall. Okay? So this is a song called Rock and Roll. It's about somebody whose life was saved by rock and roll. 1, 2, 3.
When she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing happening at all. Then one fine morning she put on a New York station. She didn't believe what she heard at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll.
Lou Reed had just left the Velvet Underground when I heard the band's records for the first time. I thought I had missed out on the glory days. Rock and roll did not look back then, and the group showed every sign of becoming nothing more than a once notorious obscurity. Who would have thought, 30 years ago, that the most exciting concert tapes released in 2001 would not be by the Rolling Stones or Jimi Hendrix or The Who, but by the Velvet Underground? Only a few crazies back then imagined that the Velvets would contribute as much to the sound and attitude of rock as any of those 60s stars. The counterculture judgment on Lou Reed and his gang was clear. As one wise guy said, no matter how you feel when you play the Velvet Underground, they'll put you in a bad mood.
This is a song called White Light, White Heat.
But nowadays, the Velvets' bad mood sounds just like a party. By the time the Quine tapes were recorded, the two artiest members of the band, Nico and John Cale, had left, and Lou Reed's rock and roll machine was in full effect. It was really his last stand with the group. Robert Quine documented these shows with an early cassette recorder that might as well have been steam-powered. But really, only the version of Sister Ray recorded in Washington University's gymnasium has bad, boomy, and blobby sound. And the tapes have a couple surprises.
Gone up to Lexington once you find.
The best previous Velvet Underground concert album, Live, 1969, showed that the band wasn't just into long, abrasive freakouts, but also wanted to jam, not unlike the Grateful Dead or the Allman Brothers. The Quine tapes also shows the group doing surprisingly folky treatments of songs like I'm Waiting for the Man. And throughout, there's Lou Reed being sarcastic and philosophical, hammy and a rock star to the bone. Maybe it's the spontaneous, unpolished performances, but it's clearer than ever before on this set that Reed was not spewing out the most shocking scenarios he could imagine. Well, not always. Sometimes he was just telling tales about friends and lovers like every other pop musician of the time. It was just that the Andy Warhol Club only accepted members who couldn't join anywhere else. But we've all met the Velvet Underground characters in the years since. By now, Duck and Sally, Margarita and Femme Fatale are as regular as Johnny B. Goode and Mac the Knife. The Quine tapes presents them in their rough and rowdy youth. It's a gift from the past, wrapped up and preserved by a fan's love.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed the Velvet Underground Bootleg Series, Volume 1, The Quine Tapes, on Polydor Records.